Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hace mucho tiempo que se acabó, pero es que hay cosas que nunca se olvidan.
What's up? Laugh Not Die Later 2023, Los Angeles, your favorite podcast. We're live today from Santa Ana with essentially Prison Postumo, but we got Kevin,
yeah.
Lemon, Limon, whatever you
Spanish or English.
And Kevin, Prison Postumo, Abuso de Poder. Toscos, right?
Yeah.
Am I missing any?
The Poisoning.
Poisoning?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Is that out? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a 7-inch out that we put out ourselves. And
there's been no... Wait, prior to you guys, there's been no band called The Poisoning?
I guess not.
That's a good fucking name.
That's fuck, dude.
Am I right? Like, yeah. that's a good name.
I mean, I think there might have been one, but not one that I can recall.
Like a big, like The Poisoning. That's a good band name.
I don't know.
That's, we got Limon.
Yo.
Toscos, The Exile. Prison Postumo.
That's about it.
That's a bit for now.
Yeah, for now.
For now. What are some prior bands you guys been in? Or like, for, that you guys want to talk
we
about?
We were in this band called Damages.
Yeah.
Damages?
Back in the cut. Like, yeah. 2015.
Yeah.
That band was around for a minute. We played, we did shit with like at E7th and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And before E7th too, you know, like we used to, you know, play their gigs out there and shit. And that's kind of a... Yeah, I played in Damages.
You guys are like been homies for a while, right?
Fuck yeah.
How old are you guys?
How old?
30, yeah.
I'm 32.
I'm 31.
Dang, it's like young.
Pushing. Yeah, we look young?
Yeah. So I would have never expected you to be 32.
Not for too much longer. Yeah, watch me next year.
You're going to hit 35 and then like...
It's just, I'm a fucking...
Yeah. Yeah.
But how'd you guys meet?
Fucking punk shows.
Yeah.
how old are you guys when you guys met?
Fuck, I don't know.
High school? Early high school.
Early high school?
Probably freshman year, I think. It was freshman. Oh, yeah, May Day.
Yeah, freshman oh, yeah, year. May Day.
Yeah.
May Day.
May Day freshman year is
what's May Day?
There's like the May Day
there was
protests and walkouts.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like, okay.
I fucking forgot.
For the workers' rights, like stuff.
Okay.
There was like a walkout, and I ended up. I was with a homie, another homie from school, and we ran into Lemon at the very tail end of the protest thing.
Yeah.
And it was just like us, and it was us hanging out. But we knew
still protesting.
My friend knew him from somewhere. I don't remember how.
Just punk.
Yeah, just like a show or some shit. And then he bought us Del Taco.
Say, damn.
Yeah, and we've been homies.
He wouldn't have bought him Del Taco. He probably would have been your friend. He's like, this one got bread.
Nah, not even.
But so for the record, you guys are from Santa Ana, right? Born and raised.
Yeah.
Born and raised. You guys are like the, like not gonna lie, before prior to Prison Postumo, I wasn't sure what's like, because you know how the OC gets like,
yeah,
and Santa Ana's part of the OC.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Santa Ana's like the Mexican side of the OC.
Yeah.
So it's like, so how was that growing up? Like, you guys are in a Mexican area, you guys are in a Mexican circle, in a bigger American white circle, if that makes sense.
That's exactly how it is.
How big is Santa Ana? Like,
it's
Santa Ana's not that big.
It's like, land-wise, I don't think it's that big, but it's heavily populated. Like, there's a lot of food. There's too many people here, like, central. But it's like, downtown Orange County, technically.
Okay.
All of this area, and like, Anaheim.
Okay.
You know.
So it's like, downtown Orange County... And like all the Mexicans live in downtown Orange County.
Yeah.
Pretty much what happened was like it was a big immigrant town, and you know, back in the day, especially like, you know, coming to LA when LA was, you know, starting to get known as being like a place for immigrants to go to, you know, like East Los Boyle Heights and shit. A lot of people would come here for work because back then there was also like orange fields everywhere. And, you know, so there was a lot of farmers and it was heavily populated by immigrants and shit. And then also just like, look at where it is. It's in between LA and TJ, you know what I mean? Okay. So it's like...
And, but, are you guys both first generation?
Yeah.
First generation, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
First generation.
Okay. And how was that being raised by immigrant parents? That's what I love.
It was cool.
Cool. I mean, I think it was fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy it happened this way, but obviously there was some shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like some fucked up shit, and that's...
Because you guys are in a... Because when people think of, like... LA punks and like LA like immigrant first generation punks, they think of Boyle Heights, they think of South Central, they think, and like I don't really hear Santa Ana get talked about until recently.
Yeah.
Or is it just me?
Or has
Santa Ana has always had a big
It's been, but I feel like it wasn't like as looked at. And it took fuck, I mean I'm not gonna lie, it took a lot of work and a lot of bands and stuff to kind of get people to pay attention to shit going on over here. And like it wasn't easy, but it also just wasn't us. Like there was shit going on back then.
What were some big bands back then? Like that, like
Santa Ana band?
Yeah, Santa Ana.
Well, that's the thing.
There was like big bands, but they were just like bands, like backyard bands. Like,
yeah, okay. And there was a lot. In the same sense that like South Central or fucking East Los did, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was a lot, and then like you go to a school, there was a shitload of punks and stuff like that. And it was very, very, very similar.
It's kind
of,
yeah. That's what I'm getting the vibe from.
Yeah, very, very similar. But like, you know, there was people that were doing shows back then, like Martin Crudo used to live over here.
Okay.
And he would book a lot of shows.
Mm.
And then, you know, there was a couple people that did stuff. There was venues like The Clinic.
There was El Centro.
El Centro, of course. And then at some point I started doing shows at El Centro too.
Okay.
And then like when we became a little bit more active, like we kind of wanted to make a point for bands to come here and play here too, not just LA, you know?
Well, I was talking to Tony from Generación, and he was telling me that even when his band will like start coming up, they'd be like, and as soon as you have from Boyle Heights, because like if you're like a Mexican and you're into punk, there's a stereotype that because even for me, like when people are like, I'm like, oh, I'm from South Central, and like they see it because I'm born in Mexico, so they're like, oh, I'm an immigrant raised in South Central, they're like, oh yeah, like you're Jaina, or like, you know, they use the word like Serio, and I'm like, no, I don't talk like that. Like, if anything, I talk more on the
South Central,
on the black side. You know what I mean? Like, we don't grow up with like. But like again, there's like this like stereotype that like you're brown and you're punk. And, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
you're Chicano. You get bubbled in.
Yeah.
No, I feel that for sure.
Because like we don't even blast oldies or like, you know, we like listen to like actual Mexican music. We were talking about it the other day, like. Mexicans like from immigrant parents, we don't listen to like, yeah, like Chelino's big, but like there's regular like Mexican pop, like
I just had deja vu, dog. You fucking telling me this.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I swear, boy, we're talking about Chelino, and then I know what I was gonna tell you. Alan Sanchez, Chelino's son, died in Santa Ana.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
from
shit.
Bristol and Warner. Yeah. But no, I feel that too, because I mean, I was the same way, like, you know, like, I know what my parents liked, and it wasn't a lot of, like, you know, what people think. It's like, it's not just fucking
like mariachi music. I think you posted one time on your story that it was, La Planta, what was that song? It's almost like a Western, like Westernized, like pop rock, La Ley, you know what I mean?
Like
when I work at a fucking warehouse and with immigrants in Vernon, and it's like you're not listening to like, you know, like corridos or like what people like expect. Like you're listening to like, you know, Ricardo Arjona, like classic Spanish pop. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like. Yeah, that kind of throws me off.
Well, I mean, the thing you gotta remember too, especially fuck, dude, like it wasn't like music was trying to stay a certain way. Like there were rock bands, you know, there was like radio pop bands, there were music videos and stuff
that.
You know what I mean?
Like
and all that shit, and like I feel like a lot of that kind of gets erased over here.
Yeah,
because it just gets taken over by the, you know, the Chicano culture.
Yeah.
And you know, you end up getting bubbled into like, oh, you can only listen to oldies and fucking corridos. And stuff,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's always like two things. It's always like oldies, Chicano, or like people think of El Rancho and like, and like are too like, it's almost performative, if that makes sense.
Right. Like, I feel like the only people that kind of open up a bit more like that, honestly, is a lot of people that are from El DF. Like, because they're, you know, with all, like, the rock explosion and shit that happened over there, and I feel like it's, like, they reside in it more because their parents probably did or, like, you know, experienced some of that stuff.
Rock at that time was, like Lirandro, La Banda
Blanca. Yeah, exactly. The local battle stuff.
Yeah, like, that shit's, like, well played, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not, like, you know, because there's, like, what am I punk up on Syndrome. Like, yeah. It's like where it's just like we're a punk band, but like I feel like bands like that, like Drenandrol, Babanowski, like they were like very like very well played. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it gets overlooked as just like, oh, son rockeros. No, it's like, yeah. This is like Transmetal. I'll give them that, but they're like to some extent it's like pretty like,
yeah,
it's death metal. Like, yeah. It's like basic death metal, and it's, yeah, good, but like. But like bands like that, like Rock Urbano, I'm like, damn, like it gets overlooked at. Like, you guys heard of Radio Caos?
Radio Caos?
Yeah, I check that out. It's like,
I don't think so.
It's like Pro Jam, like it's like the grunge of like the Rock Urbano. Yeah. But again, like it got overlooked at. Like it's not even like, it's hard, like on YouTube it has like a million views, but like, yeah, it just got overlooked at, you know what I mean? Cause it's like, it's Mexican, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like also like, yeah, like I think about all those bands like, like even the bands that did made it, like it almost like they like I find this, it almost had to really resonate like New Wave. You know what I mean? It was, yeah, like New Wave made perfected with Spanish. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but yeah,
for sure.
Let's go back in time.
Yeah,
yeah. So you guys met. What do you guys think you guys are friends all these years?
What?
How do you guys think you guys are friends all these years?
I don't know, man.
I
fucking love
it. Bro, how many, like
and jamming.
The longest person I've known is, like, my girlfriend is 5 years. Like, other than that, like,
we're into a lot of the same things, but it's not just me and Lemon, though. It's, yeah, like a bunch of us. You know what I mean? Like, I've known him since fucking high school, too. And, like, a bunch of people that we play bands with and music with. It's not, like, it's not often that, like, you know, we meet other people that we kind of can.
So it's been, like, the same fools forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
And no one, like, no one coming in?
No, there is. I mean, of course. It's, yeah, not like it's, like, nothing.
Like a club.
Yeah. But it's not like that. It's just we're here, we're next to each other, we're reliable in a sense to where we can kind of keep shit together and know, yeah, like what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, and honestly, there's also like a need for bands over here, I feel, you know?
Yeah. We'll go you first. How'd you get into punk or like into rock music, into like.
Fuck.
Now, what'd your parents think of like being an immigrant?
Yeah. So, this is my family's from Sinaloa, and I had a lot of cousins that were into like rock. Most of them into metal.
Okay.
I did have one cousin that was kind of like into skate, like the skate punk '90s thing, like, you know, like Bad Religion and stuff like that.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, that stuff. But most of my cousins were metalheads. So when I was younger, I would like go kick it with them because like, I thought they were cool and shit. And, you know, from a very early age, like, fuck, elementary school, like, I had my hair long.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I was listening to, like, Cradle of Filth and shit.
Oh, shit.
But it's crazy because at the time when I was, like, getting into that shit, you know, secretly, obviously, because I wasn't, like, allowed to.
You weren't allowed to by your parents?
Nah, fuck no, dude, because that shit was, like, satanic as fuck, you know?
Oh, okay.
And,
but, like, would they, like, get mad at you or, like...
Yeah, they're talking, like, hey, don't, like, listen to that... to their CDs, don't like, you know, to my cousins.
Were your family stuff. Religious or just because that looks satanic? Or were they like, they were...
Yeah, crazy? It was a mix, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, so like, they told me like not to be all, you know, stay away from that stuff. And like, also cause like, some of my cousins weren't doing the best, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm gonna go down that same path kind of thing.
Did they ever call you a slur for having long hair?
No, that's one thing they never did. No, not my family, not that side of the family, because they've already been through that shit with like a bunch of.
Oh, your parents would never be like, cut your hair.
Nah, they started tripping. Well, so here's the thing, like most of them were like, you know, metalheads and stuff like that. So when I started getting into punk and like going more on that punk side,
yeah,
and, like looking more like that, that's when it got a little crazy because they weren't used to that. You know, they were used to. Okay, kind of like rock or Mexican,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
rock, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like once you start like spiking your hair and like doing all this other shit, like they tripped out.
What'd they tell you?
They were just like, what the fuck? You know? Like, they stopped, you know.
Your parents never like really, like you never had like was there, what, your mom or your dad specifically, were you guys like clashed?
Yeah, mostly a lot with my mom. Like there was a while where like, you know, we weren't like chill at all. Looking back at it, I don't know whose fault it was, but, you know, it definitely happened. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay.
I think it happens with
Okay.
With almost everyone, you know, at some point, but like,
no, yeah,
but we're, I mean, obviously, like, we're good. We have a great relationship now, but back then it was just.
You guys didn't even talk because of you being a rocker, or just on the show, or like,
dude,
or it was like
mostly because I was doing what I wanted to do, regardless of like,
okay,
you know, whatever input she had or how I was doing at school or shit like that. You know, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I mean, the music, I'm sure, like, freaked her out a little bit, but I'm sure it's like everything that comes with punk that that really fucks things up.
Damn.
Yeah.
How about you? Was that the same thing with you?
Not really.
Your parents were chill, or?
They're pretty chill.
How'd you get into rock or punk?
I don't know. It just happened.
Right.
It kind of just happened.
But you guys met at a protest at a very young age, so you guys were already like into you guys were already into like politics or not politics, but like you guys were already into like knowing what was wrong with the world at that young age.
Yeah,
guess so.
In a way, I mean, it was just like, you know, that's something that affects like the whole May Day parade is like that shit. Sorry, not May Day parade. Protest thing is fucking so rooted in. Like, with Mexicans, you know what I mean? And immigrants.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
At the time, I'm sure, like, you know, that was like, okay, that's my shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? Like, not be part of that? You know what I mean? And it's, like, it's very basic stuff, especially having immigrant parents, you know what I mean? And understanding, like, that's... I mean, I didn't understand work wages and all those laws and all of that shit. Yeah. That's for sure. But, you know, I did understand, like, the purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I'm curious.
And we were also fucking around, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it served as an excuse, you know, but it...
Oh, yeah, well, so. that's one thing I always, I find it interesting when I ask that question, when it's like, oh, like, when they come from black or brown parents that are like, oh, I don't like you being a rocker, but they understand, like, for example, my mom, when the protest happened, I think it was like the Donald Trump like banning DACA. Like I was like, hey, like I'm gonna skip school like to go do this.
Yeah.
But she, like, you know, usually she'd be like, what the fuck? Like, you're gonna skip me school? Or, like, there's like, I never miss school. You know what I mean? She was like very like strict on that. But when it came to that, like just the political or like the fuck authority, for lack of better words, she kind of understood that.
Yeah.
Did your parents understood that at least? Like the, like if you're telling like I'm like here, like I'm against this and that. And they're the ones living it. Did they understand that? Like, not like including the punk in there?
I never thought about it, but I don't know.
Do you think your mom cares about like politics?
I think there's a sense where like, yeah, of course they're down for that shit. But there was also a sense where they were like, hey, keep it safe. Do what you got to do and stay focused. Like that stuff almost was a distraction. You know what I mean?
Well, here's a good question. Like, recently the BLM protest.
Yeah.
What'd your parents think about that?
I mean, they were more open to that for sure.
Uh-huh.
Especially because as a time change, you know, we're talking about shit that happened in fucking 2004, 2005, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to now, like, shit's changed a lot and people have learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if...
Because it's interesting because, like, immigrant parents come, you know, like, they're the ones living a lot of these situations. Mm-hmm. Like, but, well, me included, I'm still getting paid like shit. But... A lot of the times I guess if you dress weird or you're different or whatever, like they find a way to complain. I mean, like good grade, you know, like the typical immigrant, like they want you to do good in school. If you, you know, dress or do anything that's not going to be reliable or not having a good job, they don't care. But I do question, I'm like, do parents, or do immigrant parents realize like the political side of things, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
not just like like drugs, music aside, like
that's
that's a weird thing.
I never thought about it,
but I'm pretty sure it's not like something that they're totally aware of, unless it's something really big. Also, you mean fool, you know how it is, like Mexicans, a lot of Mexicans just watch the news,
yeah,
so it's, you know, you get filtered, it all gets filtered through the same channel, and it creates a certain importance around certain things,
yeah,
and a lot of shit gets left out, you know. So like, I don't know. I can't imagine, like, I never really thought about it, but I can't imagine my parents being too, like, you know, into that stuff when they were trying to figure out so much other shit.
Or wondering if, even if you were to tell them or educate them, what they, you know, what they kind of, in better words, what they care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's different now. I mean, now I can talk to them about whatever.
Yeah.
But back then, I couldn't talk about my parents about that type of shit, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, it was, shit was either too tense or, like, I don't know, we just wasn't... Yeah.
Yeah, because like
on their mind at the time.
I butt heads with my mom now about the, because I like, so I'm not from here, right? So I work like warehouses, factories for the most part, unless I get hooked up with a job. And when I get hooked up, and one thing my mom was always like, for example, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go back to the factory. You know what I mean? Like, I know what it's like, you know, like, and I also most of the time I get discriminated for being young and knowing how to speak English by other immigrants.
Yeah.
So like today I go to work at this new job at a warehouse, you know, like burning warehouse, like actual warehouse, not like shitty crappy warehouses. And then I show up and then they're like, oh, like you speak English. So I'm like, oh, with them on the Ricardo. And then they're like, oh, Richard, you know what I mean? Like, which that's a whole another thing.
Yeah.
But when I go there, I know better than most of these adults. I look around and I'm like, holy shit, like, you know, you're getting paid a little bit for this. Like, you know, like the things that you are aware, like, out, like outside, like politically, like, you know, about you should be getting paid more. You know, you're not getting a break. You know, like, oh, you're not even getting a cup of water. You know what I mean? Like, they're telling you to stay without, you know what I mean? Without, you're not getting paid overtime. You're not even, you know, you're hot. Like, as of today, I'm not as sure that I'm going to get paid. You know what I mean? Like, they need, you know, all these things. I'm like, damn, like, I look at them and I'm like, if only you knew, would you try? Would you get out? Or would you just accept, you know?
Yeah.
Like that, I'm like, oh, well, I got to work.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, I can't, you're putting yourself in the shoes of somebody that's like that old, you know, when somebody's coming in that's like, you know, younger than you, probably like more agile than you, you know, has an advantage, like speaks English, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that can, you know, take a toll on a lot of those people. And like, you know, that's why so many people end up fucking alcoholics or shit like that. And it kind of snowballs.
Have you worked factories and warehouses before?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's Vernon, because, you know, Vernon has a... Yeah, have you worked Vernon before?
Nah.
That specific area has like a...
It's just the warehouse city.
Yeah, it's a warehouse city and factory city, and it has a... What's the word? It's known for, like, a lot of grimy shit happening there.
Yeah.
So it's not only, like, immigrants, but it's also, like, registered sex offenders. Pedophiles, you know what I mean? They're like don't have to say that they're a pedophile. You know what I mean? They just, like, show up and then... I mean, so a lot of crazy shit happens. Holy shit. I mean, but, you know, anyways. So you guys get into punk. What was your first band? Were you guys in your first band together?
No.
No. I was in a Gorgon band called Gorgatron.
Gorgatron. That's crazy. It sounds like a Gorg band comic.
And he was in a band called Bruised and Battered, and we played a show together.
Was it called Bruised and Battered?
Yeah, it was in a band called Bruised and Battered. It's like hardcore punk.
Hardcore
show with punk.
Wait, can I saw a picture I think earlier of you that you're like in a metalhead phase? Have you gone through many phases? Like, were you just like you just only no, like, were you just
still right there?
No, but like shout out to Sam Boston, because he's, I don't know, you guys know Sam Boston from Blazing Eyes.
Yeah, of course.
That fool, hey, what's up? That fool was like, no, this, like, it's fucking sick. No, like, at one time when he was like a hardcore dude, he was like in a hardcore phase, and then he went fully punk, then he went fully metal. You know what I mean? Like whole look, like whole like shirts and everything. And I'm like, I was like, is this fool like the same? Or like, you got like, I guess, yeah.
But I mean, at this point, I mean, it's just this one had long hair, you know?
Yeah.
No, because I saw a face where you, like, had long hair, like, emperor shirt, and then, like, I saw another picture with you with, like, you had, like, a very, like, a mohawk, where I was like, oh, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, all the shit, but, like, when you fully commit to, like, one look, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that probably happened in, what, at the end of high school?
Yeah.
But before that, okay, you know, the bands that were played together or whatever, at some point... He joined that band too with me, because we got a second guitarist.
Okay. Oh, so you were in the band too?
Yeah, shortly after. Yeah. You know, like a little bit after, later.
There's some recordings out there that I hope no one ever finds.
Yeah.
Is it like on YouTube?
Nah.
No.
He's like, he just said
Is it?
I don't know, dude.
I don't think so.
I'll put this on the intro.
Gorgatron is,
I'll put the episode.
Yeah, back then there used to be a lot of metal and punk shows, like, together.
Yeah.
And we played we played shows together, and then we just kept talking.
Was it just metal and punk shows, or was it like the metal versus punk shows?
It was like together, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It was more so like whatever the fuck, whoever was.
You know, you because like, Compton South Central.
Yeah, it was the same shit.
Yeah. No, because Compton South Central like marketed as like ska versus punk.
Yeah, that
was, like, yeah. But how many bands do you guys were in before Toscos?
I don't know.
Like a lot.
At least three.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least three before Toscos.
So you three. I mean, you two. You play all instruments, right? You play all instruments. You play drums, you sing, and you do guitar, right? Or bass?
Bass and guitar, yeah.
So you play all instruments?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you play bass and guitar, right?
Yup.
So did you learn how to play every instrument before, or you just stuck to one before?
Guitar was the first thing I played.
Okay.
And then through guitar, I learned bass.
Yeah. How'd you learn how to play guitar? Or like, how did it start?
I was working with my dad at a restaurant when I was like 12, and because I told him I wanted a guitar, and he's like, all right, cool, come to work with me. And then, you know, I saved up and bought a guitar and bought an amp.
Say, yeah. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
But how about you?
What?
How'd you start playing guitar and bass, or bass, whichever one came first?
I traded a GameCube for a guitar.
Fuck yeah.
GameCube. Yeah, that's how I did it. I just kept trading up.
So how did Tosco start?
So we were in a band called Damages, and we were actively playing out here, and like we were already kind of booking shows and stuff, and it came to the point where we needed more bands from Santa Ana.
Mm.
Just because, like, you know, for one band to be playing every single show was too much, and then sometimes we needed more bands, or also not relying on LA bands to open up the show, because we understand there's a drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of people in LA don't understand that we have to drive from Santa Ana, you know what I mean? And like, to open up a show, it can be really hard when we get off of work and shit.
Yeah, and just for like a beat opening band.
Yeah, people need to understand that like that distance matters. So yeah. I've never wanted an LA band to open up, you know?
Yeah.
So we were looking to start a band or something, and then our friends at the time, or my girlfriend, well, she was already my girlfriend, Karina, and Monse, who I went to high school with, they were looking to start an all-girl band.
Oh, okay.
But shit kept falling through, and like, you know, nothing solidified ever, so me and Lemon just bugged them, and we ended up jamming together. Yeah.
All-girl punk band.
Yeah.
And, how was that for, do you guys tour ever?
Toscos?
Yeah, like, in the younger days?
Yeah, we did stuff. Well, I guess at this point, like, it's just crazy thinking about time.
East Coast?
We did an East Coast tour in 2015.
Fuck. All the years.
Yeah, 2015. we did a tour over there with Pox.
Well, you know, you guys said you guys were in a bunch of bands before that. Was Toscos like in the mindset of like, we're gonna make this, trying to make this go as far as possible, or it just kind of rolled with them?
It just rolled with it, that's for sure. We were in a band called Damages, and we did tours and stuff. We did a West Coast and East Coast thing. So that was happening in parallel, like kind of in parallel. We started Toscos. At some point, Damages stopped happening, and we just kept doing stuff with Toscos. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Prisionbosoma happened way later, right?
Like 2016.
Also, Prisionbosoma's been around.
Yeah.
And
fuck, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Toscos was 2013. And PP, same reasons, started for the exact same reasons. So
just for bands.
We needed more bands. We wanted to do other shit, yeah.
Oh, is Prisión Póstumo supposed to be Oi?
That's the thing, where like, it's not like 100%. Like, we're not like scarfed out and like, and about a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's really influenced by a lot of Oi.
Yeah.
For sure, but it's not just that. Like, we can't get boxed into that, that's for sure.
No, yeah, because a lot of people were saying that, like, you guys were trying to sound like an Oi band. That you guys sound Oi.
Like, yeah, I guess we sound Oi.
No, you sound Oi, but to me, like, when I see you guys, I'm like, I just see, like, Mexican kids who like rock music, who like punk, but, like, are playing more on the rock side. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different output, too, in songwriting, you know? It's not hardcore. It's, like, you're writing to write like a poppy song, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of times when people think punk, they only think of like hardcore shit, like DB now. And that was another thing where we were like, oh, dude, like punk isn't just that. Like, it's that's a bubble.
Well, what's
like,
some inspirations for Peace Humble Song?
Oh, like a bunch of shit.
It's
more like certain scenes. Like, we're really in, like, a lot of it was inspired from like the South American stuff, like a lot of stuff from Peru. Siniestro Total for sure, from Spain. Like, a lot of Spanish stuff, you know. But like, when people, like, not just like a lot of the beneath the surface stuff, you know, like, not Paralysis, Escorbuto, like, we like those bands a lot, but it's like, there's so much more, and there's like, other shit that, like, you know, that really resonated with us, so we just kept writing.
Well, why'd you decide to purposely have the whole songs in Spanish?
To sing in Spanish?
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. How are you gonna play Spanish punk if you're not singing in Spanish?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't sound the same.
Well,
doesn't sound the same.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Well, because correct me if I'm wrong, the EP is a little bit more, I guess, personal. So, yeah, lyrics wise than the demo.
The LP versus
the 7-inch versus the LP. The LP is more personal and more like, I feel like,
yeah
way more personal.
For sure
meaning in the songs, I guess, right?
Yeah
definitely. Well, at first, you know, it was I mean, it's always gonna be like a silly band,
yeah,
in a sense, but like, yeah, in the demo, I was just writing about crazy shit that was kind of happening that I'm like, huh, that's kind of particular, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That's weird. Like,
Palabra de Dios, what inspired that song?
Oh, that's about going to church and getting rolled out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't like, you know, obviously, like, at the time, like, getting dragged to church and shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you hear what people say.
Yeah.
And, like, when I was gone with my hair still charged from the night before.
How old are you when you stopped going to church?
When I stopped?
Yeah.
Probably 14 or 15, no more than that, that's for sure.
And how was that, telling your parents that you don't want to go to church?
Fuck, it was not good for our relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
But,
but yeah, that's what that song's about, you know, like, everything was about, like, stuff that was, like, was happening that was just, you know, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, that's because I want to talk about more so of the LP, because LP is like, ¿Cuántos Espantos?
Yeah.
I know what the song's about, but like, what inspired that song? Or like, is it,
So that song, you know, it's a...
That's a good one.
It was a song about just being like, fuck, you know? Like,
I want
something so fucking heavy on you that you don't want to push it off anymore.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's like, at the time, I think I was just feeling a lot of pressure from various shit, you know, like work and thinking about the future and all kinds of shit that can, you know, and I just felt like at some point, like, yo, like, this kind of feels like all of this stuff is scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary because it's unknown and you're not in a position to, like, take all that shit on. So I was just kind of, like, you know, writing about that and that feeling, like, that bittersweet feeling of just being like, ah, you know, fuck it. Like, I'm a, even though, like, that wasn't, like, obviously, I, you know, kept doing my thing or whatever, but it was just, like, just felt like the opposite of resisting, you know?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's a very beautiful song. Yeah. I would definitely get that tattooed. sooner or later, I'm going to get it, but... Well, talking about tattoos, where's the logo? Is the logo supposed to be Limón for the Prisión Postumo?
That
logo is right here.
Oh no! I got one tat and it looks awful.
No, the logo.
Oh, that.
Oh wait, what are you doing?
The boo, that's Pepe.
Yeah, we call them Pepe now.
Okay, but is that like
for PP? Yeah. Like Pepe. But no, it was just some shit. Sal, who plays guitar in Peace Humble Sumo,
yeah,
he also used to sing in that old band I was telling you about, Bruise and Battery.
Oh, okay.
From back in the cut too.
Okay.
So like, I know that was known me since I was like 12.
Yeah.
But he just drew that shit because we needed artwork. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to draw. It's just like,
you drew a fool.
Just thinking about like Mexican punk and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Just did a little caricatura and shit.
I mean, that looks like Lemon.
Kind of does. Back then, it looked like Flux.
Okay.
Our drummer. Back then.
Yeah.
But now it's taking over.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, there's a, I think,
that's the Prisión Postumo look. Coined it.
Trademark.
Copyright.
Yeah.
There's a, I think there's like a song, I don't know, song slash interlude in the record, mm-hmm. where it's like a dope ass bass line, and then like,
oh, yeah.
you're saying something, or is there like a conversation going on?
Yeah, it's me and Lemon.
Yeah, what is that conversation? Because I put the headphone like so fucking close, I'm like, I can't hear shit.
That conversation's about wanting to get beer.
Really?
Yeah. So, well, we don't have money because we're broke. So we're talking about like waiting for our direct deposit to hit.
Wait, which is the song that I think you said on the show that it's about it's about wasting all your money, wasting all your check in like one day or something like that.
Oh, Solo Por Hoy. Solo. And that's what that goes into. That intro, yeah. When we're just talking about waiting for direct deposit, goes into Solo Por Hoy.
Oh, okay.
And that's about the feeling. I mean, obviously, you know, you get paid, you finally feel okay. You're like, yeah, today, this is what I'm going to fucking do. I'm going to go to the gig. I'm going to get beer. We're going to get food. I'm going to buy a record and all this shit. So it's like, you know, then you're fucked again, you know? But that's like, that's also like a very, I mean, fuck, that happens with so many fucking people over here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's me. That's
exactly.
That's fucking me. I was like,
it's relatable. You know what I mean?
Friday hits the gig.
Yeah.
Buy a record, you buy a shirt, then you're like, fuck, where'd I put my record? Yeah, I don't even have a record player. But
I'm right there, buying records. I don't have a record player.
I just really want this record. I was like I bought a Nels record, and I'm like, oh, remember that like a band I was really into in middle school? She's like, why the fuck are you buying a record? You don't have a job and you don't even have a record player. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
That was shit, dude. That song is about like how many fucking Mexican Marines there are.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's more of a thing where like, you know, they sell you this idea. I mean, it was about that, but it was about the military, like
Mexicans in the military.
Yeah, but you know how how it gets, you know? It's like, and it's just treated like as a thing for. I mean, I don't know. To me, it seems like it's like a thing that happens to like, you know, it kind of exploits like the meathead thinking, you know what I mean, that you have that, you know, like exploiting young masculinity or whatever, just getting one somebody to think it's like, you know, like everything that happens with like Call of Duty and shit, you know what I mean, like, oh, okay, you're into that, okay, what, you're fucking up, okay, go to this, you know what I mean, everything's gonna be better and everyone will be proud of you,
or like, or being a Mexican cop.
Yeah, kind of in the same sense.
How many times have you been like, I've been arrested by a Mexican cop, and then you're just like, damn, like you would have been me if you wouldn't, you know, you just like hide behind like your badge, you know what I mean, like, or you would have just been another a rocker or a cholo, you know what I mean, like, which is, that's crazy.
So that song, like, in particular, you know what I mean, like, I was feeling that some type of way about that stuff happening, and it's just like, boy, you think about it, and it's like, whether you're a punk or like a cholo, you know, if you're young and you're fucking up, you know what I mean, so many people think that the only way to make things right is to join the military, to join the military or like the you know what I mean, or become a cop or some shit, and I think it's like it's an illusion, you know what I mean. To me, I mean, I don't know, maybe it works out for some people, but like you're definitely not serving yourself. Like, you're obviously serving somebody else.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a decision that they make to clean up themselves, you know? And at the expense of who knows fucking what. And,
or the worst part, when a lot of Mexicans join so they could get papers. Yeah. Or they come with the assumption like, oh, like, my mom was at some point being like, you should be in the army so we can all get papers.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, and it gets pushed as an option. It gets pushed at a young age.
Yeah.
I mean, you see recruiters where they're at. They're at fucking schools and shit. Yeah.
I was talking to my cousin who's in Bakersfield, and she's like, we don't get Marines in our schools. And it's like all white school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, we get like the Marines like three fucking times every semester, you know what I mean? Like, when grades are coming up, they're like, you know, the Marines are like, maybe you want to come over here. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, you're like, fucking up here. We got you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, I mean, I get that like the whole regimen and schedule thing is like pressed onto you. But at the end of the day, like you're getting prepared for war, whether it's for whatever fucking reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, is it just war or is it specifically Mexicans?
In my head, I was thinking about like obviously like you know the raza for sure, but like it's in general.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I guess. I mean, it applies more to Raza because, like, you get some folks get deported.
Right.
That blows my mind. Yeah. Like, join the military and getting deported.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself, like, if that happened.
Yeah, it's just like a.
There's a whole community of people, like, that got deported from the military.
Mexico. Yeah. Like, I don't know, just like, I mean, yeah. it blows my mind, like, that there's, like, also, like, that shit gets, overlooked at, like, so much, I'm not trying to be, in my own bubble, but, like, specifically, like, brown people, like, our shit gets overlooked at.
Yeah.
More, like, you know, I'm not, like, I'll probably make some people mad saying that, but, like, I think about, like, when kids are getting, like, locked in cages.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that I think about that once every week. But I'm like, literally, like, kids are getting locked in cages in 21st century.
Yeah.
And people are, like, you know, like, you just forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, what? Like, that's probably the most horrible thing that's happened inside America. That, you know what I mean? Like, and people just, like...
You want to know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's, this is a weird take on this, so, like... I think Mexicans really like sensationalism, like really crazy shit in general. That's why, like, you know, in Mexico, you see magazines of, like, bodies chopped in half, like, crazy, the most scandalous of scandalous things.
Okay.
Like, think of the way the news is presented over here, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Mexican news, it's always, like, the most fucking scandalous shit.
I love
you know?
That, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's always, like, some crazy shit, and I feel like a lot of that desensitizes people. You know what I mean? Especially when you're like thinking about, you know, kids in cages and stuff like that. I'm guilty of it too. You know what I mean? Like it comes in my mind and then it goes because it's not there in front of me. And there's so much other shit. You know, you hear about fucking shit happening and like Sinaloa with like the narco stuff right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's so hard and there's so much going on that I feel like it's hard to keep your hands on everything.
No, yeah,
and that one, I'd like specifically, like that one, fucking deserves something huge. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, the BLM movement or anything like that, I feel like that should definitely be, like, a fucking... That's a humanitarian issue.
No, right? Yeah. No, I mean, but the reason I bring that example specifically, like, if something happens in Mexico, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Mexican on Mexican crime. You know what I mean? Right. Like, in for the better or worse.
Yeah.
But here I'm like, no, this is, like, Mexican people, like, treated like literal animals by American people. You know what I mean? Like, in America. You know what I mean? This is not, like... other things that are happening in other countries caused by America. And for that to just be, like, you know what I mean, like, brushed over, like, it kind of makes me mad compared to, like, you know, other problems. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, every problem, no matter what it is, not just because we're brown or anything, problems in general, people have a lack of attention span way more than we did before because of, like, technology is getting quicker. You can see videos, photos, everything gets popular.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, I don't know, to me, it still doesn't justify, like, something that big of a level. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you going to do next? Like, you're going to chop off, you know what I mean? Like, the kids in the cages, you know what I mean? And then, like, people be like, oh, that sucks, you know what I mean? Because, I don't know. Like, or, like, crossing the border, you know what I mean? Like, that's a huge fucking problem. Like, I was watching a documentary where, like, people who don't get to cross the border will, like, break their leg or... you know, like, something happens or they, you know, they got beat up for whatever X, Y reason. Like, there's, like, a little, like, lago, like, or, like, not lago, but, like, river where they all just stay in, like, and just, like, this is, like, my life. I can't go back home. I'm not going to go back home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go back to, like, Oaxaca or something because, you know what I mean? And again, people don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, that's, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, I don't know, like, sucks. You know what I mean? But,
No, I mean... who knows? I mean, maybe some shit will, you know, it doesn't matter if we know something. I mean, we know it. We can do always. I mean, you can do it. You can't tell people about it and all that. But it's at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know how the fuck it's actually going to change or become big enough for the thing for people to fucking do something.
What I've seen, I don't know, you guys, I would like to know what your family's work. It's always been a thing to, like, come over here, send money back.
Yeah.
To build a house.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've seen is that there's less immigrants coming here. I don't know if maybe... I was talking to my girlfriend, but I was like, I don't know if that's like... there's less immigrants coming in. For sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I haven't had a family member from another place, you know what I mean, coming in. And with that being said, I think this is might sound crazy. I was watching what this like racist dude, right? Was like, but I was like, okay, let me know how he thinks, because you gotta hear the other side to have conversations. And I was like listening to him. He was like, look, he's like, I don't want Mexicans coming in, not because like I don't care, you know what I mean? I don't live around Mexicans, so they're not gonna affect me. He's like, I believe in a very crazy utopian like thinking. Mexico has to get better on its own. You know what I mean? You can't just everybody from Mexico can't come in America.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether even if you wanted to, it's like you know what I mean? You can't have the whole country in another country. You know what I mean? Like, with that being said, it's like, so there's not a lot of Mexicans coming in. When I go to the warehouses and factories, a lot of these people that have been like 15 years, 20 years and same working in the same factory, there's no young people except me. You know what I mean? Everybody's already 40, 50. You know what I mean? They've been working there. You know what I mean? What's the next generation? No, because no immigrants are coming in anymore. So that next generation of like, oh, like you're 15, you want a job, drop out of high school, come work in this factory that will pay you forever. They're not there anymore. That person turned 40 and there's no one else coming in anymore.
Yeah.
And then that money's going back to Mexico and those houses are being built. It may sound a little crazy, but that's what I feel like. It's getting a little bit better. In that sense.
For sure.
In that sense.
I mean, if you look at the, like, inflation, like, it hasn't really hit Mexico that bad right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's, the peso still, like, you know, it hasn't gone above 20 recently.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was a while where it got, I mean, I know it got pretty bad and shit, but, I mean, as technology's progressing and shit, too, like, opportunities are becoming available. I know some people out there that work remotely.
Yeah.
You know, especially ones like people that know how to speak English and shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of fucking people moving there to live there too, which that's honestly increasing the cost of living for sure.
There's gentrification in Mexico.
Yeah, pretty much. Crazy. Yeah. Which is happening in Mexico City and like, you know, places where people kind of want to be and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think also maybe after so long, you can see that things aren't as sick here, you know, as it was back then. Yeah. Maybe coming as an immigrant, you know, arriving during the 90s is totally different from arriving in fucking 2015 to now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's also like, yo, like, it's not, you're not at that much more of an advantage. I mean, obviously there is, and it all depends. It's all situational, where you go, where you end up, what you're looking for. But
I mean, I know a lot of people also don't come in with a mindset of like, I'm gonna stay here. Or like, I want to live here. Like, you know, I'm in the promised land. I left that all behind. They're coming with the mindset of like, let me see what I can do here, so I can bring back and chill the fuck over. You know, chill over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is like, again, things are changing, and like things gotta evolve. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's evolving in a different way. If that makes sense. Like, it's not. You know what I mean? It's not like a revolutionary like. One day, you know, everybody broke off with minimum wage, or I don't know, like everybody spoke English. You know what I mean? It's very. I don't know. Mexicans are like as much as they work and want to work, they see like, yeah, this can't be working for $15 an hour. You know what I mean? Like, you to live in South Central where your house is gonna get shot at. You know what I mean? It's like,
anyway. As I said, it's all situational. You know?
Yeah.
I see you know, it also depends on, like, where they're going to. Are they coming here? Are they going to other areas? I see a lot of them. I mean, I go to fucking Louisville, Kentucky, for work sometimes. And
what do you work at?
I work for a wine company.
What?
Wine.
Oh shit.
Company. Yeah. Nice, but sometimes I have to go over there, and like I've been there sometimes, and like from when I started going to now, like you can tell like the immigrant population has gone up like drastically.
Hmm.
And that's something I've never kind of seen.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh shit, I saw that shit jump up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I saw like more Mexican spots.
Mexicans are owning their house more now.
I'm sorry.
The more Mexicans are owning houses now.
Yeah.
Mexicans are making more bread now. I feel like in general. Like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
it's a little bit different, man. I don't know. It's always gonna be, you know, it's not like it's
Gonna be perfect.
Yeah, it's never gonna be perfect, but it's also like, you know, people know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
at
true.
Some point I think some people kind of got it figured out a little bit before they come over here.
Hmm. Yeah. But yeah. So So you guys are both 30 now. You guys are in two bands. How long do you guys think is gonna keep it for? Keep it going for?
Oh no, forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've gone this long. I don't think I can do anything like pick anything else as a hobby. But I also like.
I mean, do you guys ever think of ever kind of in one way or another giving into the normal life, having kids, getting married?
I mean, you know, those two things. I feel like often those things are always like. Combined, you know, like, oh, you're gonna be punk and you're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's it's never been that way. Even if you think about it, like, even growing up, how many homies do you know that have kids and still kick it? You know what I mean? Like, how many people do we know, like...
No, but I mean, like kind of leaving, like, not playing in bands anymore and just, like, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, you think you'll be in bands forever?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to probably play forever.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll take care of whatever else happens. Like, whatever happens.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay playing music.
Same.
That's pretty much it. I mean, honestly, if anything, like, it's just slowing down. That's the only thing that would happen, but, like, I don't think it would be to where we don't.
Is there any Prisión Bosoma record in the works?
Nah. Yet.
Nah.
Not even really?
We got some songs.
I mean, we just put one out last
year. Yeah. That was last year, but that was a couple years ago.
That was 2 years ago. Yeah, I was like, that was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, we're working on we're working on the Prisión Bosoma stuff, but it's gonna
take a while.
It's gonna take a bit because right now we're focusing on other stuff. Everyone kind of needed to take a break too, you know, because it's a lot, you know, playing in bands and shit. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, as far as writing goes, like, we're barely gonna start like for something else, but
yeah, I think we're finishing up that Puzzles record,
yeah,
and then we'll see what else comes,
kind of move focus over. Yeah.
Fair. How about a new Busca Boy?
Yeah, that's, we have a couple songs. We just dropped that 7-inch this year. We're gonna do some more shit soon. We're doing 3 shows with Lotion.
Okay.
In SoCal. But yeah, we're going to be working on something else. I'm not sure if we're going to do an LP. I think that's what the plan is. But we have some songs and we keep writing and shit.
Yeah. Are you guys well aware how big Prisión Bosoma is? Or not big, but how loved Prisión Bosoma is?
I think it's...
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, it's like, it's weird when, like, people have tattoos of that stuff. Yeah. Stuff, like, it's cool. It's the homies and shit.
I like
seeing
tattoos.
That shit makes me feel like some type of way. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me feel kind of nice. But of course, it's like, I think it's something that's, people get it or they don't. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I feel like for the people that do, that were kind of feeling the same way that I was, where it's like, okay, everything's just fucking DB and hardcore. And it's, punk is getting, you know, that's what people think punk is only, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not, like, you can be silly, you can be, you know, openly emotional, you can be vulnerable.
Spanish boy.
You can be vulnerable, you can be weird, you can do something different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously it's good to have, like, you know, your output or whatever, but it doesn't have to be filtered exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, you guys, like, you could be big in your scene or big in your subgenre, but you guys, I feel like you guys have done more than just, like, be big and for your people, for your, like, for, like, your targeted fan base. Like, you guys have played with the Chesel, you know what I mean? You guys played the Show Me the Body gig, you know what I mean? Those are two separate, you know, those are, like, you know, like, people saw you that will probably never even know who Skitty Wuto was, you know what I mean? Like, they're just people who, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, I, like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole different...
when we played with Subby, people were coming up to us, like, left and right. They were like, who are you guys? They were like, we have a Vulcan.
We had to write our name down for people, you know what I mean?
No, we really had to write our name down for
people. Limon Lemon? No, Limon, man. But,
that was pretty cool.
I think it's a good way to wrap it up. Yeah, anything else you guys want to say?
The shout-outs?
Any shout-outs or fuck you? And then we're gonna do a this or that before the shout out to Funky, after the shout out to Funky. So this or that is when I say, like, Bulldogs or Pitbulls, and then you'd be like Bulldogs.
Oh, okay.
But that's after. But give us give your shout outs and your Funkies too.
Fuck. Shout out to all the homies. You know who you are.
All the homies from Santa Ana. What's up?
All the homies from LA. What's up?
What's up?
The homies from
Austin, Texas. What's up?
Austin, New York.
Yo, New York.
What's up?
Fucking Providence. What's cracking? Yo, Richmond. All those ones from the UK that we met. What's up?
And Oli. And what's up, Oli? Little Oli.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Vando? Japan. How you doing? Who else?
No, he's from New York. No, he's from... That's enough homies.
You know who you are. All right, we're gonna do a little show of that, and then we're gonna wrap it up. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Tortas or burritos?
Tortas.
Soccer or basketball?
Basketball,
yeah.
Cox Bar or UK Subs?
Cox Bar.
UK Subs.
Fuck.
Slayer.
Hey, you know what?
Cock truth.
I know, but that's just one record, dude. That's the thing.
It's the most beautiful.
Because
beautiful.
You're young.
Yeah.
It covers all those. All right.
Slayer or Metallica?
Metallica, man.
Target or Walmart?
Target. Del Taco.
Del Taco or Taco Bell?
That's what you're about to say.
Yeah. Carl's or McDonald's? No. McDonald's.
It's gonna be McDonald's, man.
McDonald's or Taco Bell?
McDonald's.
Sure.
McDonald's supremacy. Right? I don't know what else is that faithful to me.
Dark Throne. Dark Throne or Mayhem?
Dark Throne.
Yeah, Dark Throne. The Lemons Old Band used to...
Oh, we've covered Under a Furrow Moon.
I would always get in a fight in the pit.
Yeah,
like every time they would play up, like someone would start shit with me.
Yo.
Damn, you'd be in the back just chilling. Someone's like, what's up?
Yeah.
Suicidal tendencies or Descendants?
Honestly, Descendants.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys might not know. Death Threat or Hate Breed?
Who?
Death Threat or Hate Breed?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with Hate Breed because of the logo.
Hate Breed.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
Yeah, I'll pick
Green Day or Blink 182?
Green Day.
100%.
Hard Green Day.
And NoFX or Offspring?
NoFX.
Converse. Or Nike? No, Converse or Vans?
Vans.
Yeah.
All right.
Converse are too one-dimensional.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up.
That was it?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
No effects or the Offspring? You're insane, dude, if you don't say No Effects.
No, I mean, I have a connection with Offspring, but I'll say NoFX just because I want song 60%.
All right.
Thank you.